Good Thursday morning, beloved. What a privilege it is for me to join you this morning as we study 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 1 through 21, where Paul describes himself and other apostles as Christ's servants. And he describes the work of apostles as faithful servants of Christ. Paul exhorts the Corinthians not to pass judgment on others and to wait until the Lord returns, at which time final judgment will occur. The passage concludes with Paul stating that he is sending Timothy, a co-worker in Christ, to visit the Corinthians and to carry on the teachings Paul has begun. So, let's go ahead and begin in 1 Corinthians chapter 4. You should think of us as Christ's servants who have been put in charge of God's secret truths. The one thing required of such servants is that they be faithful to their master. Now, I am not at all concerned about being judged by you or by any human standard. I don't even pass judgment on myself. My conscience is clear, but that does not prove that I am really innocent. The Lord is the one who passes judgment on me, so you should not pass judgment on anyone before the right time comes. Final judgment must wait until the Lord comes, and He will bring to light the dark secrets and expose the hidden purposes of people's minds. And then all will receive from God the praise they deserve. For your sake, my friends, I have applied all this to Apollos and me, using the two of us as an example, so that you may learn what the saying means, observe the proper rules. None of you should be proud of one person and despise another. Who made you superior to others? Didn't God give you everything you have? Well, then, how can you boast as if what you have were not a gift? Do you really have everything you need? Are you already rich? Have you become kings, even though we are not? Well, I wish you really were kings so that we could be kings together with you. For it seems to me that God has given the very last place up to us apostles, like people condemned to die in public, as a spectacle for the whole world of angels and human beings. For Christ's sake, we are fools, but you are wise in union with Christ. We are weak, but you are strong. We are despised, but you are honored. To this very moment, we go hungry and thirsty. We are clothed in rags. We are beaten. We wander from place to place. We wear ourselves out with hard work. When you are cursed, we bless. When we are persecuted, we endure. When we are insulted, we answer back with kind words. We are no more than the world's garbage. We are the scum of the earth to this very moment. I write this to you not because I want to make you feel ashamed, but to instruct you as my own dear children. For even if you have 10,000 guardians in your Christian life, you have only one Father. For in your life in communion with Christ Jesus, I have become your Father by bringing the good news to you. I beg you, then, to follow my example. For this purpose, I am sending to you Timothy, who is my own dear and faithful son in the Christian life. He will remind you of the principles which I follow in the new life in union with Christ Jesus, and which I teach all churches everywhere. Some of you have become proud that because you have thought that I would not be coming to visit you. If the Lord is willing, however, I will come to you soon, and then I will find out for myself the power which these proud people have, and not just what they say. For the kingdom of God is not a matter of words, but of power. Which do you prefer? Shall I come to you with a whip, or in a spirit of love and gentleness. Today's key verse is 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 20. For the kingdom of God is not a matter of words, but of power. And so the Apostle Paul kindly reminds the Corinthians that everything they have in Christ Jesus is because he came to them, and in lowliness of spirit, he shared the gospel message with them. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, teach me to be your servant as I seek to follow the principles of your teachings and live in union with you. In faith, I believe that the kingdom of God is not a matter of words, but of power, and I pledge my obedience and loyalty to you. Amen. Well, our Thursday morning together has come to an end. Join me tomorrow morning as we will be reading Psalm 14 that says, from heaven, the Lord sees human wickedness. But that is all for us today. God bless you is my prayer.